Well, she's just an old werewart.
She's always on.
Pins and needles. She's on pins and needles about something.
She's never easy about anything. She's always
on pins and needles.
I see. And how about this word common? Would you tell me about that? What would it mean if you say, well, she's a very common person? I've tried to say this without
Leading on. Meaning coarse.
Right.
She is coarse looking, meaning that she would have a hard look. Common is the word we'd use. Trashy.
Pardon?
Trashy.
Trashy.
Yeah, trashy looking.
Don't you ever say we're just common folks here? Come in.
We do say that too. We say we're common folks, but our word for someone who didn't measure up would be trashy. I think that word is still used. You're right, trashy looking. And, of course.
That's interesting, isn't it? That you have, this is very widespread.
And then you still would use the same word, common. She's common looking, meaning uncomplimentary, you know.
Very widespread. The same word has both very strong positive and strong negative. Mm-hmm. In church, what were the major churches, Methodist?
Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian.
Yeah.
And then they had, I really haven't decided which denomination this was, but I've heard my grandmother refer to, well, he's a Camelite. He's a Camelite. And that was a... I don't know what that emerged as. It would be a good thing to do some research on.
Yes, it would. I've heard a strange type of Presbyterian, Cumberland Presbyterian.
Yes, the Cumberland Presbyterian.
That's not the same.
No, it'd be like Southern Baptist, I think. Mm-hmm. It's referring to all the Baptists.
Mm-hmm. And in the church service, would you explain how you would... How you become a member of the church and...
In the rural Methodist church to which we attended, and my mother attended, my grandmother attended, in the Asbury community, you were sprinkled and dedicated as an infant, and christened, I believe they called it. And you would have a very fancy dress or robe for the child, called a christening dress. Even the hard times, you would always have something fancy for a christening dress. Then in later years, of course you attended church, and then this was considered as a membership until you so desired to come forward and profess, I believe the word was profess, your dedication, or profess your religion. I think that's the way they would express it. And then after that, they would have a ceremony where you were sprinkled on the head, and you became a member.
If you became a member, would they ever say join?
Yeah, join the church. Mm-hmm. Join the church.
And... How would you support the church? Did you have dues, or?
They regularly made collections. They had those who would go out and ask before each quarter to, this is a prior period, now you're